I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on integrating immigrant medical professionals into the U.S. healthcare workforce. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. Thousands of physicians, nurses, and allied health workers from other nations are working in non-healthcare jobs in the U.S. because they can't get credentialed to work in their field here. A recent report by the nonprofit Migration Policy Institute calls the problem a brain waste. Jana Batalova is the study's co-author.
We found that many college-educated immigrants, more than 1.3 million, after arriving to the United States, can't find work or can't find work that is consistent with their qualifications and end up working as maids and taxi drivers and parking lot attendants and other low-skilled and low-paid jobs.
Many of those immigrants are medical workers who get stuck in other jobs because they don't know how or can't afford to take the steps they need to pass licensing exams here. Kevin Shunke is licensing outreach manager for the California Medical Board.
The requirements for licensure for international grads is exactly the same as it is for U.S. and Canadian medical school grads. In foreign countries, the medical schools may have educational requirements which are very different from what's in the United States. The difficult challenge for international grads is trying to get documents from a foreign country, which provides us with the information we need in the format we need.
That often means getting certified translations of documents and forms detailing the hours of clinical clerkships they did. California gets a large number of applicants, known as IMGs, for international medical graduates from Asia, Europe, and Latin America. Shunke says it's not necessarily easier for a physician from a modern industrial nation to get his or her qualifications transferred here.
It's not so much necessarily one country or the other. It's more so the working relationship that the medical schools themselves have with us. I believe that the largest number of IMGs who come to California is currently from India. I know that there are some medical schools in Mexico, Guadalajara, for example. We have a ton of applicants from them. So they're used to seeing our forms. They fill them out. They know what they're doing. If we receive an applicant from somewhere that they're not sure even what the forms say in English or what information they're to provide, it becomes more difficult.
There are currently about 4,000 license applications from international medical graduates pending in California. But passing the licensing exam is just the start. Doctors still have to be accepted for postgraduate training at a U.S. or Canadian medical facility.
Let's say you're a program director at any one of the major teaching hospitals here in California, and you have before you two applicants for a postgraduate training or a residency slot. One person may have gone to school at Oxford versus another applicant who went to school in a country where they didn't have the modern equipment, they didn't have the modern facilities. You're going to hire somebody who meets those expectations.
A number of nonprofit immigrant aid organizations like Upwardly Global and the Welcome Back Initiative have helped thousands of medical professionals integrate into the U.S. healthcare system. Welcome Back works with state licensing boards and helps steer clients into community and state college programs to supplement their education. John Cordova, program coordinator for Welcome Back in Los Angeles, says many immigrant health workers end up in a different career than they had in their home country.
Less than, I'd say, 2% of our physicians will ever get a residency spot here. So most often we give them other alternatives of things that they can do. Going into teaching, going into research, they can actually be health educators.
Many of those physicians find it's easier to go back to school to become registered or licensed vocational nurses. The founder and director of Welcome Back, Jose Ramon Fernandez Peña, was an MD in Mexico. He's now an associate professor of health education at San Francisco State. As part of the Welcome Back initiative, he created a city college program with Kaiser that trains healthcare professionals to be medical interpreters.
When they come to us, they don't know that such a thing as an interpreter exists. They already have all the medical content. They already have the cultural experience. They don't know the interpreting skills. And we can tell them, we can train you as an interpreter. And oftentimes, the issue is, you're going to be an interpreter. You're not going to be the doctor, or you're not going to be the nurse, or you're not going to be the dentist. So you have to be able to hold back, because they don't want your medical judgment. They want your interpreting skills.
Kaiser also allows its interpreters and other employees to work part-time so they can continue their medical studies to attain other positions. Peña says integrating medical staff who are well-versed in other cultures is crucial for California's healthcare system.
It's not just physicians. Physicians, dentists, nurses, pharmacists, psychologists, social workers. I would be more concerned right this second about the lack of diversity in the mental health professions. It has been studied and documented extensively, among others, by the Sullivan Commission, not to mention the Institute of Medicine, that the lack of cultural and linguistic diversity in the health workforce overall is directly related to health disparities.
The Migration Policy Institute would like California and other states to do more to help speed the integration of immigrant healthcare workers.
Help to acquire the necessary information and to develop courses that would make the transition faster, not so much of making it a separate track or fast track at the expense of the public safety or opportunities that domestically trained medical or any other kind of professionals would have.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.